This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Jay Tyler of Agribeef Company was elected chair of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The U.S. Meat Export Federation concluded its strategic planning conference in Indianapolis Friday with the election of new officers. Chairing USMEF for the 2025-26 term is Jay Tyler, Executive Vice President of Corporate Affairs for Agribeef Company in Boise, Idaho.
The priorities for USMEF have been relatively consistent. We're going to follow that path going forward, is that we're going to need to continue to differentiate our product. We are the gold standard for products when you look at beef, pork, and lamb around the world. This product is highly sought after. USMEF is really great at marketing. And so making sure that we continue to market the differentiation and really focus on what makes these products so good and continue to drive demand is really going to be one of the key focuses. The second one, I think, is to defend the markets where we've built really good market share over the years. And these are markets like Japan, Korea, Mexico, where we've had longstanding partnerships, where the business has been very developed. There may be some question about our reliability as a supplier with a lot of the political things going on. We want to make sure that those customers that we've worked with for years and years know how important they are to us and how important those relationships are to us and our business. The third focus area for us would be to diversify. And this is not just something for the short term. This is also, as we head into the next 50 years, because we've been around for 50 years, is really focusing on diversifying our markets. We can't replace China, but we can build our future business in markets that are now developing. So those would be markets like in the African continent or South America, Latin America, Southeast Asia.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.